His fingers but for a moment. We may tarry for the night. Or you may be to the Father in his name. And to the Holy Spirit, as he was the beginning, is the Thank you.
read with verse 6. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while, to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory. Silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place God will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord. When Christ appeared as the high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect temple, not made with hands, as it is not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing more with the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purified our conscience from dead works, to serve the living God. This is the word of the Lord. Let us see this one. Isaiah 3 of the Blessed. The gospel reading comes from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2. So the Jews said to him, what sign do you show us for doing these things? Jesus answered them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. They believed the scripture, the word that Jesus had spoken. This is the word of the Lord. Now, having heard the gospel, we come together and speak with the words of our ministry. These are the words of the Apostles' Creed we confess together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. In Jesus Christ, his only Son, God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into heaven, the third day rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, with the decision of God's judge. I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. what's going on? Thank you.